As we begin this practice, settle yourself fully into the location where you are. Feel the weight of your body resting on the floor or the chair that you're sitting in. Feel your feet flat on the ground. And then spread your attention out into the space around you. Pay attention to what you can hear. Notice any smells. What does the fabric of your clothing or the texture of the chair that you're sitting on or the ground that you're laying on feel like? Are there any tastes that remain in your mouth? Really notice the context in which you're practicing today. And as you do that, let your breath fall into an easy rhythm for you. Inhaling in through the nose. Exhaling out through the mouth. Notice what it feels like just to breathe in and out in the space that you are in. With each inhale and exhale, begin to draw little bits of your attention away from the context that you're in and pull it instead inside of you. Exhaling out distractions and inhaling in your full attention into your own being. With your attention squarely located inside of yourself, I'd like to ask you to imagine a place in nature that has enough of a body of water and enough of solid land that a boat dock could exist, grounded deeply and firmly into the soil of the earth. And reaching far out into the water, its pylons reaching down deep to make it secure and strong. Notice what this place in nature smells like. Fully visualize all the things that you would see in this place. Notice the sounds, the feeling of the air. Imagine yourself immersed in the sensory experience that is all around you. Pay special attention to the sounds of the water, perhaps lapping up against the edge of the earth. And in that space where the water and the earth meet, begin to build a boat dock. You can imagine that there's a pile of sturdy wood there. And this boat dock is being built board by board, sturdy and solid, grounded deeply into the earth and reaching far out into the water. And I want you to imagine that that boat dock is you. You are this sturdy presence in a space that includes sights and sounds and feelings. And even as everything around you moves, maybe birds fly over or rain passes over, maybe the water laps up against the edges of the pylons. But nothing moves you. You're just solidly there, enjoying being in this grounding space. Perhaps you feel the sun warming you, or a little bit of mist cooling you. There's nothing to do right now but to experience being solid in this calm and calming place. Now, because we don't normally practice being present like this, you're likely going to experience a lot of conflicting and distracting thoughts, maybe feelings. Things are going to come rushing into your mind that you need to remember or want to try to hold on to. I want you to imagine placing each one of these distracting thoughts or feelings onto a boat that is far out and away from the dock on the water. Place that distraction on the boat and communicate with it that it's no longer necessary right now to dock on this dock. That in fact, it's time for it to just float by, knowing that if it's important, it will come back. Watch it float by. And as quickly as you can, then let it continue to go on as you draw your attention back to what it feels like to be this solid presence in this calming space. Another thought might come. Put it on another boat. Communicate that it's time for it to float by. There's no space for it to dock right now. Watch it float away, and as quickly as you can, draw your attention back to feeling solid. Experiencing the sensations of the air, the smells, the sounds. And with each distracting thought or feeling, place it on a boat. Communicate, let it float by, and draw your attention back to being this solid dock. Notice your breath flowing in and out, grounding you in this space of calm. Placing each distraction on a boat far out and away, trusting it'll come back if it's important, and pulling your attention back to the solid rest. Continue this as long as you're able and practice it regularly. The more you practice, the fewer times you'll have to place distractions on boats, because your mind will become adept at seeing the distractions and letting them float by, coming back to a state of calm. At the beginning of your practice, You may spend most of your time redirecting boats, but over time, you'll become more and more comfortable settling into being this solid presence. And once you've practiced that and your body knows how it feels, you can pull that feeling up in your day-to-day life when you need it. You are the dock. You can find solid ground in any situation that you are in by coming back into yourself, following your breath and the sensations around you to bring you to a state of grounding.